Time now for Fantasy Frenzy, brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas, you've got home field advantage. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine. Good follow on Twitter, at KCPayne26. How are you, man? Kevin, doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Christian. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Any matchups you like in this game, the Thursday night matchup between the Steelers and the Panthers?
Yeah, Carolina, believe it or not, has given up the most fantasy points to opposing tight ends, believe it or not. So Vance McDonald's in a pretty good spot here. If you've got Antonio Brown, you're going to play him. James Conner, you're going to play him. Juju's been a little bit quiet the last couple of weeks, but he has the upside to go for over 100 yards and a touchdown on any given day. On the other side of the ball, obviously Christian McCaffrey's having a huge season. I mean, he's almost a lock for 100 yards from scrimmage each and every game. I kind of like Greg Olsen and Devin Funchess as well. Believe it or not, Funchess was really close to having a huge game last week. Got tackled twice at the one-yard line. Otherwise, you know, he might have had 20-plus fantasy points. So both quarterbacks are good options this week, especially with four teams on the bye. So I expect this game to have a lot of fantasy impact this week.
Kevin, the Saints just signed Dez Bryant. If you're a fantasy owner looking to grab him, is that a wise play?
Well, it's very polarizing this week. I know in free agent budget, I saw somebody spend one-third of their budget, and the follow-up bid was zero. Nobody else in the league had bid on him. So, I mean, there's a few things from a fantasy perspective in play here. Number one, is he even going to play this weekend? It's tough to tell. You know, he just got there with the team. We saw with Demaryius Thomas. They scripted like the first 15 plays Houston did last week to get him involved. I don't know that at this point of his career is going to have that big of an impact on a team with so much talent as the Saints. I also don't think that this is a really easy offense for him to pick up right away. It seems like it's a pretty complicated offense. So a lot of this, I think, depends on how fast he can go ahead and pick that up. It might be a few weeks. So, again, very polarizing guy. We'll see how it works out. I think a lot of people in fantasy picked him up with an eye towards the fantasy playoffs, which typically start in week 13 or week 14. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes along with the team. I think, though, that if I still rather have one player between him and Traquan Smith, I would rather have the rookie.
Fantasy Frenzy here on Sports Talk, brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas, you've got home field advantage. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine. He's an expert at rotowire.com for two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. You can let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league and get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. What else, Kevin, can they find at rotowire.com?
Yeah, we got everything going on right now. We got fantasy hoops is underway. Hockey, really good time of the season. Just a lot of different fantasy sports going on. Even got college hoops that started. There's fantasy leagues for that. College football, obviously, still going strong. So all that information you can find over at rotowire.com.
Last week I talked to you, Kevin, about Michael Thomas's production dipping a little bit compared to the crazy, absurd numbers he was putting up the first couple weeks of the season. He got back to 12 and 211 last week in that big touchdown reception. So if you were a fantasy owner and you were maybe sitting on him and not starting him, I don't know what you were doing because he certainly helped you.
Yeah, no, you play him each and every week. We've talked about this in the past, and I saw it again last week. Somehow this offense, the way that Sean Payton has things rolling, I watch and I go, how is Thomas on a linebacker in that play? Why is there a linebacker? I understand that they're playing zone, but it's like a box and one in basketball. You've got to have somebody on him all the time. So he just went and exploded. He's capable of doing that each and every week. It'll be interesting to see, though, if these two teams meet up again in the playoffs. I think that's what everybody's rooting for because that's a Super Bowl caliber type of matchup that you can get in the playoffs. And I saw some interesting comments today from Marcus Peters and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So some interesting stuff going on behind the scenes as well. But two of the best teams in football, that was a real treat to watch that game last week.
What'd you think of the cell phone paying homage to Joe Horn?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. The greatest thing was on my Twitter timeline, everybody was like, so did he switch the phone at half or did he have a phone in each goalpost? But
each
that
goalpost
was great. And yep, no, don't leave anything to chance. But that was really great. I think everybody really liked it, and paying homage to a great wide receiver, Joe Horn, was a really nice touch. I think the flag, let it go. Who cares? Don't make this no fun league. Let that type of thing go. I don't think the players on the other team cares. Nobody is worried about him using a prop or celebrating. It just kind of makes the game more entertaining, which is, you know, the reason why we're watching in the first place.
Kevin, give me a sneaky good play matchup this week.
A sneaky good play this week. I was just reading about a few different guys. The one guy I really like, and he hasn't been deemed the starter yet, Mike Davis from the Seattle Seahawks. Chris Carson had 5 carries and had to leave the game, and he's had all sorts of injury issues kind of nagging him throughout the season. They weren't even sure if he was going to play. So now he's got Mike Davis stepping in against the Rams, and we saw last week, Tamara, you guys saw firsthand, the Rams can give up a lot of fantasy points to opposing running backs. So Mike Davis was out there on a lot of waiver wires this week. I went and snatched him up wherever I could. He's had this opportunity before, and when he gets to 20 touches, he's capable of getting you upwards towards 20 fantasy points just based upon the volume. And the Seattle offensive line, which I didn't think was very good at the beginning of the season, seems to be gelling as the season goes on and opening up some holes. So Mike Davis, not really a household name. He should get the bulk of the work. Chris Carson hasn't practiced all week. I expect him to be out this week and maybe multiple weeks. So I think that while he's out, Davis is going to be a good play. And don't be surprised either for Rashad Penny, the talented rookie that they took in the first round, gets a few more touches as well. He's still a guy that I think can make an impact. I think he's more better upside than Mike Davis. But right now, the Seahawks seem a little bit more comfortable with Davis, so he should get the bulk of the work for them.
Hey, James Conner for the Pittsburgh Steelers has been one heck of a pickup for those. Is he still available in some leagues or no? He's gone, right?
No, he's been gone since week one. I was taking him. I took him in one draft that I did late. Once it looked like it was iffy with Le'Veon, I took him in like the 8th round. And not surprisingly, I'm in
that's
first
value.
Place in that league. Yeah, that's huge value. And I don't think he's going to disappear once, if I should say, Le'Veon Bell shows up next week, which he has to do by Tuesday at 4 o'clock. If Bell doesn't show up, Connor's going to be, I think, the difference maker in a lot of leagues. I know a friend who, believe it or not, got James Conner and has Todd Gurley. Now, imagine if you had gone that path. I mean, you're heading towards a championship, provided that Bell doesn't show up. So the word is, the Steelers owner came out and said that they're expecting Bell to show up, but Connor's not going to go away. I really believe that they're going to split the carries between the two. James Conner has done enough to show that he deserves to be out there on the field, and there's no reason for them to let Le'Veon Bell, talking about the Steelers, play a lot and put up some gaudy stats these last few weeks so he gets a huge contract next year. I still have a feeling that there's going to be a little bit of bad blood between the brass for the Steelers and Bell, so I really think that this is going to turn into some type of timeshare with one of these guys having a really good week each and every week, but I think both of them, it'll be tough to rely on them for, you know, that elite consistent value that we've seen Connor get this season and Le'Veon Bell get last season.
Getting our fantasy frenzy on here with Kevin Payne, senior writer at rotowire.com. Good follow on Twitter at KCPayne26. He's an expert at rotowire.com for 2 decades. He's the industry's leading, premium fantasy sports resource at rotowire.com. Let him help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial. rotowire.com/free. And Kevin, when I kind of lost my train of thought there temporarily, but who's been the most disappointing fantasy player? Is it David Johnson, the running back in Arizona, because the Cardinals are having such an off year, bad year?
Yeah, you know, he's on that list. And if you take a look at his game logs, it's not a complete disaster. Probably the guy who's been the biggest disappointment, Rob Gronkowski. Hasn't been able to stay on the field, number one. Number two, when he's been on the field, his numbers are terrible. I believe going into last week, since week two, it was something like the 19th rated player at the position. So the problem is, when you've played him, and you're going to play him if he's healthy and active, he hasn't done anything for you on the field, and he cost you a second or third round pick. So he's been one of the biggest disappointments. The one guy who might be recouping some of his value, and I didn't mean to say recouping, is Amari Cooper. Now with Dallas, we saw them have a concerted effort to get him the football. So I think that bodes well for the rest of the season, that he's going to get a lot of targets. He's going to be a big part of that Dallas offense. He's going to get soft coverage because they love to crowd the line to stop Ezekiel Elliott, So a guy that was largely a huge disappointment so far in Amari Cooper, all of a sudden might go ahead and pay back his owners who've been patient with him if he can continue this up with his new team.
Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com. That wraps up Fantasy Frenzy, brought to you by the sports book at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas, you've got home field advantage. Kevin, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thanks.
Okay, have a good weekend, Christian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.